Good afternoon. Welcome to the studio, Kelly.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you here. How did you become involved in performing in musicals?
I was performing as a singer, a wedding singer, and I was singing on the phone to kids for a job and singing in bars in a rock band. And I met some people that were in a theater, a community theater group called Tokyo International Players.
Are there any particular difficulties about performing in Japan?
I think for me, it's probably about getting people to come and see us more than anything. Because we do English language in Japan, trying to get your Japanese friends to come and see you, especially if their English is not so great, it's kind of hard.
How well do you think Broadway musicals translate into Japanese from a cultural perspective?
I think some musicals don't translate that well because they're based on maybe something, some aspect of the culture that the Japanese aren't familiar with or maybe they've never heard of. I think dark-themed musicals that are maybe a little more serious don't maybe go over so well in Japan. For example, Rent, which is set in the gay community and is about AIDS and not being accepted by your community around you. I don't think things like that go over quite so well in Japan, in my experience.
Interesting.
Yeah. But there are other musicals, I think, that translate really well, especially ones that are fantastical, you know, maybe like Beauty and the Beast or Cats, you know, things that are universal that people can use their imagination and they can understand the storyline easily.
Now, you also sing professionally. Are there any differences between performing as an amateur and a professional?
I'd like to say that there's absolutely no difference at all. And most of the time, I do feel that. When I'm singing professionally, you know, I put a lot of effort and rehearsal into it, and I do exactly the same for the volunteer stuff. But I have to say also with the volunteer stuff, it's more of a labor of love. So if you don't enjoy it, you shouldn't be doing it, you know. But I love to sing, so I actually think I put more time and energy into my volunteer stuff than I do into the jobs, you know. And also the singing for money is fairly repetitive. You know, you're doing weddings or kids' songs on the phone or performing your rock songs in a bar. It's, you kind of get used to it and you get into a kind of automatic mode. Whereas with the community theater, it's always changing and it's always challenging. And I kind of like that. And I put more effort into it.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. According to Kelly, how are Broadway musicals received by audiences in Japan? Number 27. What does Kelly say about the performing she does?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.